साकुर गांव के हैं, संगम नहर के, वो या उनके कोई मित्र।
ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नम ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने, नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे, निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे, जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद, श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा। सो आई एम ग्रेटफुल टू ऑल द डिवोटीज, स्टूडेंट्स, यंग बॉयज हु हैव कम फ्रॉम ऑल ओवर इंडिया टू पार्टिसिपेट इन दिस यूथ फेस्टिवल। ऑल्सो ग्रेटफुल टू द ऑर्गेनाइजर्स फॉर इन्वाइटिंग अस फॉर दिस डिबेट कॉन्टेस्ट। Kaliyuga is a yuga for quarrel, and since everything can be engaged in Krishna's service, then this is a good way of engaging one's propensity positively by debating on various aspects of some issue. And a very pertinent topic has been chosen by the organizers is youth meant for enlightenment or enjoyment. And speakers from both sides were quite impressive, and the devotees in the audience seemed to be enjoying the other side more. I saw some sleeping faces when this side was speaking, but when that side was speaking, everyone was alert. And in fact, one of the speakers was going on about, you know, do I enjoy romantic films in old age? And I saw a few heads and no. They seem to be quite in tune. But both sides have given very nice arguments on this topic, and the refutations were also quite impressive. And Rasraj Prabhu and myself have come up with some observations. So, Srila Prabhupada was once asked this question by one reporter, that Swamiji, you speak about this world, the creation, and you speak that Krishna has created this world. So why has Krishna created this whole world? And Prabhupada replied, for enjoyment. And this man was very happy. And then Prabhupada said, not yours, Krishna's. Srila Prabhupada ki. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada in his books has emphasized this point repeatedly, that we are not against enjoyment, but we are talking of enjoyment with a certain class. All of us are ultimately seeking pleasure, and the topic is youth meant for enjoyment? So according to the Vedanta Sutra, every soul is ultimately meant for enjoyment, anandamayo bhyasat. The soul is originally, eternally blissful. And therefore all of us are seeking pleasure. That pleasure-seeking tendency is misdirected in various ways under the influence of material nature. So we have different levels or grades of pleasure. We have at the lowest level sense pleasure, pleasure obtained by contact of senses with sense objects. And this is considered to be the most prominent pleasure in modern society. But the problem is this pleasure is very temporary and it gives various kinds of distresses. Therefore, as some of our friends have rightly pointed out, that this pleasure begins in a very nice way, but it ends with great distress. And in the 18th chapter, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is establishing that this pleasure is like nectar in the beginning, but is like poison in the end. The pleasure obtained by contact of senses with the sense object. And we find that modern society is infatuated with this pleasure. All the advertisements, billboards, they are all requesting the consumers, enjoy this sense pleasure to the maximum. But according to the standard of Gita, this pleasure is mixed with distress. Therefore, this sense pleasure is at the lowest level because it does not last long and it is mixed with distress. Higher than sense pleasure is mental pleasure, pleasure derived from the mind. And we have various ways in which this pleasure is enjoyed. For example, there are poets. There are so many people who are fond of poetry. And poets are always looking for an audience. And as soon as they find a captive audience, they go on reciting poetry for hours together. And people who are interested in creating poetry, they become so lost in their creative pursuit that many times they forget even their sensual needs. And of course, many times we find that when people experience frustration in life, they naturally turn to poetry and become philosophical. There is a kind of pleasure which is experienced at the level of the mind. This is higher than this. Or the modern day intoxication of sports and games. And especially when you are watching these cricket matches and football matches, it is a pleasure which you are experiencing within the mind. The mind is identifying, and then there is a certain experience you feel. But it is also illusory, because if a person has no interest in a certain game, he cannot experience practically any emotion. A football fan may be engrossed totally in that game and will be willing to jump in case something wrong happens, because that is the extent to which he is identifying and his mind is absorbed. But someone is not interested in a football game. He may think, why are 22 people chasing one ball? Why not give one ball to each one? Because he's totally detached, because his mind has no attachment to that event. So mental pleasure is definitely higher than sensual pleasure. But higher than mental pleasure is intellectual pleasure, pleasure experienced at the level of the intelligence. And we have people who are interested in computers, problem solving, and problem solving gives a kind of kick which is very difficult to deny. And because spiritual pleasure takes a very long time to manifest, many people get stuck up at this level in the pursuit of intellectual pleasure, because this pleasure is something which does become manifest sooner than spiritual pleasure. We have people who are interested in games like chess and bridge. If you have seen people playing chess, they sit in front of each other and stare at the board for hours together, sometimes without even moving. They have more concentration than devotees doing japa. When we are doing japa, we seem quite disturbed, keep moving, walking, changing our posture. But the kind of absorption sometimes these chess players have is amazing. How can they do it? You cannot do that unless you experience some pleasure. So definitely some pleasure is there, which is higher than the other pleasures mentioned before. Then at the fourth level comes the pleasure of the ego, the pleasure of having achieved something. And concomitant factor with this is the frustration and the depression which accompanies a person who feels a sense of loss, of not having achieved something or having lost something which he has achieved. And we can understand this to be higher based on this, because people go into massive depression attacks when they face this experience. And therefore the sense of achievement, as someone was mentioning about climbing the Mount Everest of one's ego, that gives a great amount of satisfaction and pleasure. And so we have seen in history so many dictators, leaders and others who have access to all kinds of pleasure, but they are not attracted to that so much as the sense of controlling and ruling over and manifesting their power. And that is the pleasure derived by manifesting the ego. Therefore, if you give some currency, value to all of these pleasures, you can say that it begins with 10 paise, sense pleasure, 15 paise, mental pleasure, 20 paise for intellectual pleasure, 25 paise for pleasure of the ego. But you are still reached only 25 paise. So therefore, if you go to the beggar on the street and ask him, do you have money? And he has his box in front of him and he shakes it and some coins move up and down and he says, yes, I have money. But when you want a housing loan, you don't go to the beggar on the street. Why? Because he has money, but that is insignificant. So similarly, when we are talking of people experiencing pleasure or enjoying sex or various other kinds of mental, intellectual and egoistic pleasures, and we ask them, are you experiencing pleasure? If they say yes, then strictly speaking, by definition, what they are saying is not wrong. To the extent that a beggar on the street, if you ask him a question, do you have money in your pocket? He will say yes, and what he is saying is not wrong. But the question is how much? Therefore, we are not interested in a few paise pleasure, but we are interested in pleasure which will be unlimited. Therefore, the youth, when they reach their teens, 14 or 15, if you ask them, what is the goal of your life? They will say, I want to be a businessman. I want to be like Bill Gates. I want to be CEO of a company. People want to be wealthy, ambitious. If you go to someone's house and ask the child, what do you want to be? And the child says, a beggar on the street. And the parents will be disappointed, and that will not make sense. Therefore, people are interested to make more and more money. Similarly, if you want to achieve pleasure, then the real logic is to go for pleasure which is not cheap, but which really gives lasting satisfaction. And on this currency value, it is worth crores of rupees. So if pleasure of the ego is equivalent to 25 paise, then there is another level of pleasure which is generally not discussed in society, not information is not given in schools and colleges. Books are very rare to come by, and even if they are available, people become so confused about the subject matter, they forget about the whole thing. And that pleasure is the pleasure at the level of soul, spiritual pleasure. And this spiritual pleasure is like obtaining a wealth worth crores of rupees. So there are certain instructions in the Shastra which is known as Siddhopadesh. For example, if I say now to a group of 1,000, 2,000 students sitting here who are hungry and waiting for lunch, I say that we have just prepared 56 bhog and placed them in nice vessels, and it is placed right inside this hut. We have placed 56 bhog mahaprasad inside this hut. I say only this much, and then I keep quiet, and all of us, all the organizers, walk off the stage, and the whole arena is open for all of you to do whatever you want. So then we do not have to guess what will happen. How many of you will come to the organizers there and say, Prabhu, how should we climb on the stage and go inside that hut? Can you tell us the way? You will not come, because as soon as you have heard this instruction that there is prasad there, you are just waiting when Prabhuji's all will go. And as soon as they have left, all of you know what to do. Because that instruction itself is so attractive that the ways and means of finding out, you will do it. Therefore, it is described that knowledge about spirituality is also supposed to be like this Siddhopadesh, that once information about this unlimited wealth and treasure is given, a person feels attracted and goes for it. If someone says, I have kept 1 crore of rupees under this podium, 1 crore of rupees is here, then immediately everyone's intelligence starts working, how to come here and take it. But unfortunately, if someone says, Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and you develop a connection with him and you will enjoy pleasure worth crores of rupees, that same kind of ecstasy doesn't come. And that is because of the influence of material energy. Therefore, the process is given to recover that, untap that spirit, that spiritual ecstasy within, which is worth crores of rupees. And that is known as the path for real spiritual enjoyment. Ramante yogino anante satyananda chidatmani iti ramapadenasau param brahma vidiyate. The yogis are connoisseurs of pleasure. Yogis are one who do not go in for cheap pleasures, because food items can be obtained by the side of the road also and in 5-star hotel also. Why most of the people do not go to 5-star? If you have 5 rupees in your pocket and you say, I have this 5, with this 5 rupees I will enjoy 5-star pleasure. But with that 5 rupees you won't be allowed entry even into the restaurant in a 5-star hotel. With that 5 rupees maximum you can access is some food stall by the side of the road. So although potentially spiritual pleasure can give unlimited bliss, but to access that we have to be willing to pay that price. And that is what, as some of our friends are mentioning, certain rules and regulations we have to follow. And then satyananda chidatmani iti ram, that unlimited spiritual pleasure is also known as Ram. Ram means the ocean of pleasure. Therefore, this is the basis for the devotees who are practicing Krishna consciousness, that we are highly ambitious people. We don't go in for 25 paise stuff. The yogis are ones who are ambitious for pleasure which is worth crores of rupees. Ramante yogino anante, unlimited bliss, and satya ananda, real bliss. Not temporary pleasure. Even if you have a nice plate of food in front of you and you're about to eat that, and someone comes and just whispers in your ear, you have just lost your job, now enjoy your food. Someone comes and whispers, I just saw the results of the university, you have failed miserably, but I have passed, so in that I am taking great pleasure, I am giving you a treat, eat this. You can't experience the pleasure of that food because it is illusory. But spiritual pleasure is unending. One time someone asked Srila Prabhupada that, Swamiji, you are chanting this Hare Krishna and you are telling people to chant Hare Krishna, but what if at the end of life you realize that there is nothing called Krishna, what you will do? So Prabhupada said, even if there is no one called Krishna, we realize that at least the process we are practicing is so blissful, at least we had a good time. We are having good food, we are having nice kirtan, nice dancing, nice association. So therefore at least we had a good time. But my question is, if there is Krishna, what will you do? Therefore, at this stage, all of us are in a situation where we have to experience this higher pleasure, and that is the basis for practice of Krishna consciousness. And we have this fantastic facility here where we are being given a chance at a very young age to taste the bliss of Krishna consciousness. Someone was telling me that in London they made a study amongst the youth and they found out that astonishingly the death rate amongst the youth has increased by more than 40% in the last 10 years. And they have ascribed three main reasons for this. Why the youth in London, they are dying fast and in such a fashion. They said first reason is hurry. Hurry means they are so much in a hurry to, you know, do things. They're not cool, composed. They're not able to adjust their time. Everyone is in a hurry. So that creates stress. Then if hurry doesn't get you, then the second thing will get you, and that is worry. They are so much worried, so much anxiety and stress. And then they say, if hurry and worry doesn't get you, the third thing gets you, that is curry. Curry means they eat all kinds of abominable things and ruins their health in such a way that ultimately they die fast. And one of our friends was describing about WWW, wine, women and wealth, very innovative way of putting it. So those who chant Hare Krishna and practice this process of Krishna consciousness also can experience WWW, worship without worry. So that is the message, as someone asked Srila Prabhupada, that you are following these principles and chanting Hare Krishna and doing things, but you're not watching TV, you're not doing all these things, so what do you do for recreation? And Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is nothing but recreation. Therefore, I'm very grateful to His Grace Radhesham Prabhu, His Holiness Lokanath Swami Maharaj and others for organizing this youth festival, providing us a fantastic opportunity to experience this higher spiritual pleasure. And in fact, the debate competition is instrumental in another way, that 12 years back in 1992 or 93, the devotees had organized one debate competition in Bharati Vidya Bhavan Chopati. And there were various participants, and there was one participant who was particularly very much interested in spirituality, and he won the debate contest. And that debate contest was an opportunity for him to meet the devotees and get to know about the Hare Krishna movement. And the winner of that day's debate contest in 1992 was Radhesham Prabhu. So we can see that these debate contests are very important and very wonderful ways of introducing even newcomers to the Krishna consciousness movement. And I am thankful to all of you for giving a very patient hearing to both the sides during today's program. May I now request His Grace Rasaraj Prabhu to give his concluding remarks. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.